teardrop, drop, and I like it.
You've been listening to some funky 16 corners here, filling in for the regular Some Sound. Coming up shortly in about 7:30, which is about 2 minutes time from now, will be Radio Free Gak with me, your host Gak. But first up, let's get just some public service announcements out of the way.
On Thursday, May 29, at 7 p.m., come down to Tom Lee Music Hall for The Beautiful Struggle, a film screening of the documentary Diamonds in the Rough.
Ugandan youth culture has seen the recent emergence of hip-hop music as a culturally relevant and politically viable means of conveyance of positive ideas, political change, and community outreach. The documentary Diamonds in the Rough explores the lives of several young Ugandan hip-hop artists inspired to create politically and socially motivated music to spread their message of peaceful change to their communities and the world. The film will be followed by a Q&A with one of the stars of the film, Salas, followed by a rare live performance.
That's Beautiful Struggle, Thursday, May 29th at Tom Lee Music Hall, 3rd floor, 929 Granville Street. For more info, visit www.beautifulstruggle.ca.
Community Services Society of BC is calling out for volunteers for the KidStart Mentoring Program. The KidStart Mentoring Program matches kids 6 years old and older with an adult mentor. This program is similar to the Big Brothers, except geared towards kids at risk, vulnerable to addiction, crime, abuse, and family crisis. At this moment, there are 243 children and youth waiting for a KidStart volunteer. To volunteer or for more information regarding the KidStart Mentoring Program or PLEA Community Services, please visit our websites, www.plea.ca and www.kidstart.ca.
CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Kronos Quartet with El Sinaloense, or the Man from Sinaloa, from their album Nuevo, which focused in on the numerous musical styles in Mexico. El Sinaloense is a raucous body song about a drunken character from the western coastal state of Sinaloa. The song was made famous by Banda El Recodo El Don Cruz Lizarraga, which I hope I pronounced right, one of the most well-known of the Banda Sinaloenses, comprised mostly of brass players. That inspired Kronos Quartet and record producer Gustavo Santaolalla to try to capture the bright timbre and the virtuosity of the Banda's brass section. Good evening and welcome to Radio Free Gak, airing from now until 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and cable from UBC campus in Vancouver. If you're away from the radio or outside our broadcast range, you're then listening online through one of the streams at www.citr.ca, or you found the podcast through the same site. You can email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com, or you can phone the studio here at 604-822-2487. Tonight's show features arabesques, both cinematic and classic, and we're going to look specifically at the 1966 movie called Arabesque that starred Gregory Peck and Sophia Loren. But let's kick off this show with something new, or nuevo of its own. New York duo Ratatat have a third album coming out next month through XL Recordings, and they ingeniously called it LP3. Here's Mirando on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From Malmö, that was the radio department with I Don't Need Love, I've Got My Band, which you can find on the Pulling Our Weight EP through Labrador Records. You may have heard radio department's song Keen on Boys on the Marie Antoinette soundtrack, but if you're looking for something new, they should have a new album out later this year. Next up on Radio Free GAC, Republic of Safety, who after three EPs, broke up earlier this year. Republic of Safety were part of the Torontopia scene, working under the pretense that they were a rogue nation somewhere in Lake Ontario. From their final EP, Succession, here they are with You're Only Lonely on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was the Green Hour Band with Real Lovin', which you can find on their debut album. Actually, that's not their debut album. Before they were the Yesterdays, but this is their first album as the Green Hour Band through Kingdom Records. And you can actually go to the album release party here on June 7th at the Peanut Gallery. And before the Green Hour Band, we had the John Spencer Blues Explosion, and the song was Get With It. The Blues Explosion had been a bit of a hiatus as the trio tried out their own projects like Heavy Trash, Men Without Pants, and 20 Miles. However, a few months ago, they compiled all their loose 7-inch singles into a compilation called Jukebox Explosion, which you can find that on, subtitled Rockin' Mid-90s Punkers. And that was one of the A-sides, which was a call-out to Charlie Feathers, and that included Money Mark on the piano. Here's a quick Kiwi set, starting off with a band called Cut Off Your Hands. They're currently based in London, but maintain strong ties to what they call God's Own, as evidenced by this unreleased cover of fellow countrymen's Split Ends. Here are Cut Off Your Hands with Shark Attack on Radio Free Gak, CITR Vancouver. I'm sorry. right, we were fighting with that a little bit there. From New Zealand, that was Pumice, or Pumice, with Northland, which you can find on the album called Pebbles. That came out last year through Soft Abuse Records. Pumice is the work of Stefan Jeffrey Neville, who plies away at his bedroom rock in Auckland, the city of sails. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Gak. Be thankful your name is not that. I'm here with you until 9 p.m., though, if you nab the podcast from either iTunes or our website, www.citr.ca, you still have another 64 minutes to go. Let's hear a little promo.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Come join the free evening gala talks of the 3rd Annual Wall Summer Institute for Research on June 23rd and June 25th. To reserve your tickets, call 604-822-1291. The Peter Wall Institute for Advanced Studies at UBC will bring together invited participants from around the world to explore the implications of a globalized capitalism for the future of agrarian society. On June 23rd from 6 to 7:30 at the Sheraton Wall Center, Jomo Kwame Sundaram from the United Nations will present Washington Rediscovers Agriculture, the political economy of the agrarian turn. On June 25th from 6 to 7:30 at Freddie Wood Theater at UBC, Emmanuel Wallerstein from Yale University will speak on the return of the peasant. Possible? Desirable? The events are free, but tickets must be reserved in advance by phone at 604-822-1291. Once again, that number is 604-822-1291.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
This is Radio Free Gak, and I'm Gak. Next up are the Blacklips. From last year's album, Good, Bad, Not Evil, here are the self-professed flower punk quartet with Cold Hands on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah.
John Linnell, one of the members of They Might Be Giants with West Virginia, one of the songs devoted to a handful of states from his 1999 album, State Songs. They Might Be Giants are still going strong after all these years, though they've continued with their trend of kids' albums with their most recent CD/DVD called Here Come the 1-2-3s. Some Western Canadian bands up next, starting with a local act, the Petroleum Byproducts. Their next show will be at the Jolts CD release party at the Cobalt on June 13th, and here's one of the songs you can find on MySpace called Got Something Something on Radio Free Gag, CITR Vancouver.
Ah!
We're getting a little bit of a low hum here. Not sure. I can't tell if it's been recording. So let's see if we can bear with this for a little while. If not, we'll cut over to Hot Panda. So bear with me. From Edmonton, that was Hot Panda. Yeah, the song was It's Worth $8, the opener to their debut EP, Whale-Headed Girl. They've been recently signed to Mint Records, and they're scheduled for a Western Canadian tour next month, appearing back in our town of Vancouver at the Railway Club on June 12th, and then at a yet-to-be-announced park on the 15th. Meanwhile, let's try to bring up the petroleum byproducts again, so let's try to see if we can make things less buzzy. So again, the song is Got Something Something. Thank you. So that was the Petroleum Byproducts with Got Something Something. They'll, again, will be at the Jolt CD release party at the Cobalt on June 13th, and here are some other concert listings to be aware of in the next couple of weeks. All right. Tonight, Kathleen Edwards will be at Richards on Richards, and The Cure are at GM Place. On Wednesday, Plastic Man will be at Celebrities. Friday, The Long Blondes will be at Richards. On Saturday, Destroyer will be at the Commodore. And on Sunday, Los Campesinos will be at the Plaza Club. On June 10th, there's two concerts that I can at least tell you about. Black Angels will be at Richards on Richards, and The Islands will be at the Plaza. On June 25th, RZA will be at Richards. And the next night, the 26th, Constantines will be there as well. And also at Richards on July 2nd is Jonathan Richmond. On July 10th, Eric Stripp will be back. They'll be at the Plaza Club. On July 12th, Wolf Parade will be at the Commodore. Also at the Commodore, on July 24th is Girl Talk, and July 26th will be Les Savvy Fave. On August 5th, Feist will be at Deer Lake Park, and then on August 27th, GZA will perform the entire album Liquid Swords at Richards on Richards.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Time and time again.
Havana Guns with the demo version of She Always Goes Down. The original came out on a 7-inch through Cigarette Music in 2005, and the demo popped up online a few months ago. Havana Guns are a quintet from East London in the UK, and sometime this summer they'll release an EP called Fun City. Coming up next on Radio Free Gak, Paper, which consists of Aaron and Adrian Snow, who are also members of the instrumental band Landing. From last year's As album, here is an Asian-influenced song called Love Attack on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
From their forthcoming self-titled EP, that was the French duo DigiKid 84 with B-Boy Underground. They're highly hyped by influential blog Valerie, and they're appearing at a few European festivals this summer as word gets out how they fuse hip-hop with the Gallic electro-pop sound. It's 8:30 here on Radio Free GAC, about a half hour left before the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Before we dive too deep into this week's feature on Radio Free GAC, let's start with some proper examples and influences of the Arabesque, which has its roots as an Arabic-influenced classical piano composition. However, the Arab influence has been muted over time and become a more exotic form. Here is Nicola Conte, an Italian producer heavy into the Brazilian sound with his own Arabesque from his Bossa Perdu album from 2002.
Soleil est dans le vent et le le soleil errant et le mois meurt aussi, mais tout bouge au bras de mélodie. Les murs d'enceinte du lac s'entrouvre sur l'infini. Le soleil errant et le bas meurt aussi, mais tout bouge au bras de mélodie. Les murs d'enceinte du s'entrouvre sur l'infini. La 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 la.
From her live album Arabesque Voyage, that was chanteuse Jane Birkin with Valse de Melodie. Which leads us to tonight's soundtrack, Arabesque, the Stanley Donen movie from 1966, which starred Gregory Peck and Sophia Loren. The movie was unique at the time, as it was filmed in London during the swinging 60s era, but virtually no character was British. Peck starred as an American professor visiting during a conference and getting sucked into a mystery involving hieroglyphics and a potential assassination. The score was composed by Henry Mancini, well known for his work for the Pink Panther series. Let's start with the main titles to Arabesque before moving through a good chunk of the A-side to the mono record, which I found recently at Zula Records during the Record Store Day a few weeks back. So here are the main titles to Arabesque on CITR Vancouver. In the background here, you hear Dream Street, which is done by Henry Mancini's orchestra as part of the score to Arabesque. We started off with the main titles to Arabesque, and then we moved to the instrumental version of We've Loved Before, a.k.a. Yasmin's theme. And then that jaunty little number that we heard beforehand was called Ascot. If you ever have a chance to see the movie Arabesque, there's a lot of like visual hooks that director Stanley Donen put in there, mostly dealing with the idea of optics, that sometimes when you view the people or the actors going up by, they're either looking through windows or mirrors or magnifying glasses, which sort of added a little bit of a hypnotic effect to what was going on. Let's just sort of keep playing with Dream Street here, and then it will cut into a song called Facade. All right, in the background here, we're listening to Something for Sophia, written and performed by Henry Mancini and his orchestra, and before that we heard Facade. And in the past 15 minutes or so, we've been listening to the soundtrack to the movie Arabesque. Arabesque has an elusive profile in the history of the 60s, since it's an ultra-mod movie that featured middle-aged people with an intricate plot, which avoided a lot of the sort of fun youth movies at the time. One frustrating thing is that Arabesque, the movie, is still not available on DVD in North America, so I've had to rely on the random airing on PBS to see this delightful film. And that just about wraps up this week's Radio Free Gak. We have about 5 minutes left before the start of The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, we'll have Trevor Fielding with Vengeance Is Mine. If you missed any of this week's show, you can grab the podcast from www.citr.ca, and then you can see the playlist from my site, gak.ca. Grab podcasts for all the rest of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver's programming while you're at it, and you have disk space, which is something I don't really have anymore right now. Next week's show will be my inaugural cover show, which will host some wonderful and weird songs that you either love, love to hate, hate to love, or hate, but maybe just the version you're used to, and you'll just hear something new. We'll close off with Para One, a French producer who scored last year's movie Naissance des Pures, known in English as Water Lilies. And coming up after this will be the finale. I'm Gak, and enjoy what's left of the merry old month of May.